God's Meditation Food Series. Remember to every day confess aloud the promises of God's Word, and you will strengthen your spirit man. This will lead you to a more powerful and victorious Christian life and ministry. Chapter 5, Meditations on Youthfulness. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Just as Moses' eyes were not dim, nor his natural vigor abated, my eyes are not dim, nor my natural vigor abated. Psalm 91, verse 16. God satisfies me with long life and shows me his salvation. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 3, and Psalms chapter 19, verse 8. My eyes will not be dim at all. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening my eyes. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 2. My teeth are like a flock of shorn sheep, which have come out from the washing, every one of which bears twins, and none is barren among them. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 to 31. God gives power to me, and he increases my strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But I wait on the Lord and renew my strength. I mount up with wings like eagles. I run and I am not weary. I walk and I do not faint. Psalm 103, verse 5. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in me. And God, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, gives life to my body through his Spirit who dwells in me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are God's. Philippians chapter 1, verse 20. Christ is magnified in my body. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. I behold the glory of God and am transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27 and verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. I am without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but I am holy and without blemish. My body is a member of Christ's body, of his flesh and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23. My whole spirit, soul and body are preserved blameless at the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ.